It is now 10:48. Let us prepare for our morning worship service. Let's prepare now for our morning worship service. Let us prepare now for our morning worship service as the choir sings softly a wonderful selection.
Midnight, oh, gentle Savior.
Come on, let us prepare now for our morning worship service. Let us set our minds on worship. Spirit as well as in truth.
Thank you. We'll do so by singing hymn number 196. There's a sweet, sweet spirit as the male chorus will lead us.
Dining. Novos all week long. Blessing our family members, our friends, and even our foes. God, you're so good. In spite of our disobedience, in spite of being defiant, doing what we want to do, when we want to do it and how we want to do it, you still spare us and give us grace and mercy. You're so good.
walk with me. I want you, Lord.
come on and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you truly need the Lord to talk with you, come on and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you truly need the Lord to guide your feet, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And he's worthy of our praise.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, y'all. Let's get to me and Cora another hand of praise. Thank God for you all singing this morning.
In the book of John, the 3rd chapter, the 16th and 17th verses, read thus: For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believe in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send him into the world, to send into the world, to judge it, but to be its Savior. God's word for God's people.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, John's Chapel. Say good morning to you again. Amen. I stand this morning to give the announcements for this week. But before we do the announcement, as always, we like to recognize our guests. We ask at this time that you will stand and give us your name and church affiliation. At this time, any guests? Any guests? You can raise your hand if you don't want to say anything. If you are guests with us this morning. All right, I see one. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, on behalf of the members here of John's Chapel, we do say that you are certainly welcome here at John's Chapel.
Yeah.
We're glad you chose us this morning. You could have been somewhere else, but you chose to worship with us this morning, and we are thankful and grateful for your presence.
Amen.
Amen. So stay tuned. Our own Pastor Willie White Jr. will give you a personalized welcome shortly. Amen. All right. Now back to the other business at hand, the announcement. They are plentiful. I'm not going to read them all. We pray that each of you receive a bulletin, read it, rule, and govern yourselves accordingly. But we want to turn in our bulletin to page 5. Start out on page 5. They got two heart, one faith, couple ministry. They're having a sweetheart sneaker ball. That means you be at a ball and you wear Snickers tennis shoes? All right then, something new, huh? All right, all right. That'll be interesting. Hey, y'all, they got those nice sneakers, y'all know. They look jazzy and look real good. So that will be here at John's Chapel. It is free. And what the date is? Friday, the 21st of February. At 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, free right here at the church, okay? So y'all get your tennis shoes and come on out. I think whoever the sponsor is, Sister Shaniqua Ellis and Sister White, maybe they'll give us some more information on the dress and attire later on at some point before the event. All right, then also on the same page, we have the seafood dinner, $28, seafood plate. Please purchase one of those, try to get them in advance if you can. It'll be Friday, March the 7th. Friday, March the 7th. That's the salad, right? That's the salad, March the 7th. Okay, the 7th and the 8th, I'm saying, I'm here. All right, maybe Sister Nick would make clear up any misconceptions. misconception that I have. Okay? But we have salads. You can pre-order them for $15. And then you see the menu there. It's a lot of good stuff. So get your seafood plate. And I think this is kind of a fundraiser to help with the concert. Amen, amen. The concert will be March the 15th. And you see that on the same page in your flyer. And please get your tickets for that. What are the ticket prices for that? It's $20 in advance. $20 in advance. I think it's a little more at the door. All right. So get them in advance, y'all, okay? All right. And then turning to page 6. Page 6 in our bulletin. Of course, today we're worshiping. And then on Monday, tomorrow, at 5 o'clock p.m., we have our church conference. Church conference tomorrow at 5. Ask all members and officers to please come out to our church conference and organizational meeting, all right? 5 o'clock. And then on Monday at 7 o'clock, the Ozark Troy Church School via Zoom. And yours truly will be teaching the Sunday school lesson on this Zoom call tomorrow. And the title is Prayer for Relief. Prayer for Relief. So y'all want to get some good nuggets on praying, you tune in tomorrow. I'll be doing that tomorrow at, I say 7, I thought it was 6 to 7. Yeah, 6 to 7. I think they got 7 o'clock, but I think that's 6 to 7 o'clock, okay? All right, so make that a correction right there in your bulletin. All right, then of course Tuesday, Sons of Allen, we normally meet on Monday. But because of our conference, church conference, the Sons of Allen meeting will be Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday at 6 o'clock. So make that change on your calendar, okay? And y'all realize we are having the Men of Valor conference here at John's Chapel this year. So more information on that coming. And of course, you got Bible study on Wednesday and the freestyle youth Bible study. All that good stuff going on. And then Saturday, the Ozark Troy WMS area meeting at St. Peter Cloud. Please see Sister Mar Simmons or your local WMS president or Sister Lorraine Mills, the area chair, for more information on that meeting this Saturday at St. Peter Cloud. All right. Y'all got the February is Heart, Health, and Go Red Month, so keep that in mind. Juneteenth presentation at City Hall this week was a success. So Juneteenth parade is on and popping for this year. Amen. Thanks to Pastor White and Sister Nicole Nichols and others who attended the council meeting to give us the okay and the permit to do that. Thank you. The couples ministry launch was on January 25th. It was a blessing and a success. The upcoming ministry couple of ministry, they have the Valentine's event on February 21st, which we mentioned already. All right. Got the church conference, we already mentioned that. The community awareness organization thanks all for your support for the annual citywide celebration of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And also the Club Yesapu. Club Yesapu will host a Black History Banquet. And it's coming Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Enterprise Civic Center. And the guest speaker is an Enterprise native, attorney Tiffany Johnson Cole. The tickets are $40, and you can purchase a ticket from any Club Yesapu member. Do we have any Club Yesapu member in here? You raise your hand so we know who you are. Y'all see those hands? You can pay them $40 to get your ticket, all right? All right, thank y'all. Got the gospel concert. All right, good. All right, knock on that. All right, so now we have the time for, want to recognize our birthdays. So when I call your name, before I do that, please notice the prayer concerns. Pray for those that are on the list and those that may not be on the list. And please, particularly, pray for Sister Ruthie and her family. The program says she has now been moved to Nolan Hospital in Dothan. And that's a good sign. So keep praying. Amen. And now for our birthdays for this week. Celebrating a birthday on January 26th today, organist, pianist, Mr. Brent Golden. Amen. today on the 26th, Samantha Mack. Samantha, she announced. Okay. And then January 28th, Deontay Warren. January 29th, Navaya Hazard. And then on January the 30th, Rahara Hall. Anybody else celebrating a birthday this week and your name is not printed? Amen. Good job, Smalls. Good job. All right. So at this time, what we're going to do, we're going to sing happy birthday in your honor. So we ask all the birthday recipients to remain seated. Everyone else, please rise to your feet as we sing happy birthday. Led by our good friend here.
Try to do is to have a ministry for men, both clergy and lay together. And it's the only organization in the AME church that the clergy and the lay work together on, our members. Now, the purpose of us, we're trying to help men to realize that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And He is the only salvation way through Him. The organization consists of units. We have a unit at the local church level, which here, Brother Roland Allen is our unit president. And we have, after the local church level, we go up to the presiding elder level. And we have here in the church our presiding elders. coordinator, and that's Brother Ricky Britt. And we have the third level, which is our conference level, and we have the local, we have the president of the conference level here in the church. That's Umwah. And we have one other level here in the state of Alabama, the 9th Episcopal District. And we have coordinators, two of them, and that's Brother Robert Turner and Brother Terry Jones. And we do have a connectional level for the global church. And from that, we try to come up with ways to help men help themselves by first joining the army of Christ. And then we try to help them realize that their health is serious and they need to take care of their health. And then we help them, we try to help them realize that they are instruments of God to go and to help men in whatever areas they need help in, that's either spiritual, physical, or emotional. And after we get them, we try to help them to get to the point where they can go out and serve God in this men's ministry. And that's our basic tenets. So, if you're not a member and you are a male in this church, I ask you to join the Sons of Allen's Men's Ministry. We have a lot to do, and there's a place for you in that lot to do. We thank you. You don't have to be a member of the AME Church to be a member of the Sons of Allen. So if you know men that want to work in men's ministry, send them to us. Bring them to us. Show them to us. Just get them to us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Britt. Thank you, Brother Simmons. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's get him a hand cup of praise. Thank God for you. Now, give yourselves a hand cup of praise. Amen. Good to see you all this morning. What a joy it is to be alive. Amen. Bible said that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. And the blood is running warm in our veins one more time. Amen. So thankful and grateful for the blessings of God falling fresh upon us. You see all the announcements. You see all the things that we do have going on within our church on page 6, 7. Just throughout your bulletin, printed real nice, colorful, eye-popping. Amen. That's what we want, eye-popping bulletins. So make sure that you tune in. Information given, information not used is useless. So giving you information, utilize the information from the pulpit to the pew. So let's get ready for tomorrow at 5:00 p.m. our church conference. All members, please come and receive the budget from our church conference. We'll go through the budget first, and we'll have the organization of our church, quickly with some of the organization of our church, quickly, and then if we're able to do it, see the calendar from there. But we don't want to hold people too long, but we do have a meeting with our bishop. But we do want to have a meeting with our bishop at 6 o'clock, planning for Founders Day through Zoom, and also the elder have a meeting with Zoom meeting. So just be alert. We may have some adjustments going on tomorrow. But our meeting is at 5 o'clock. We should wrap it up before 6 o'clock so we can make an adjustment with a whole lot of things going on at 6 o'clock.
okay? So now what, we made our adjustment at 5, okay? All right, so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you again for everything. Thank you all. Let me get a whole church of spoons full of sugar.
Thank you. Monitors, as far as cash out, leave the dollar sign off.
Leave the dollar sign off for cash out. Just go with the CAMEC605@gmail.com. Amen. So make sure you just, amen, able to put all that in. All right, let us stand all over the church. Repeat after me, when I tithe. All right, now let's go. It's my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. As my source, my supplier, and my sustainer, when I tithe, I acknowledge
fall in love with Jesus. Come on, say it with me. Oh, falling in love with Jesus. Oh, falling in love with Jesus.
Psalm 51, we're dealing with redemption, thank you men for being in the spirit.
and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Quickly use it for a subject this morning. God, work on me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God, work on me. God, work on me. Ushers, may be seated. Thank you for serving this morning, ushers. Amen. God, work on me. Work on me. Amen. Can you point to yourself and say, God, work on me. God, work on me. One more time. God, work on me. Amen. Amen. You remember the story told about the Baptist deacon praying Mayor Cooper in Dothan? In Dothan. Yeah. The highlight of this deacon in the midst of his prayer was asking God to remove the cobwebs out of his life. Every Sunday morning during devotional service, the Baptist deacon right there in Dothan, Alabama, highlighted in the closing of his prayer, God, please remove the cobwebs out of my life. Every week, in the course of a whole year, during devotional service, the members get excited because he's getting ready to take them to the mountaintop. As he completed his prayer, he'll say, God, please remove the cobwebs out of my life. One Sunday morning, the mother of the church stood up and said, Deke, I'm tired of you praying the same old prayer every Sunday morning. She said, why don't you ask God to kill the spider that's producing the cobwebs in your life? A lot of times, we just want the cobwebs removed out of our lives. But we don't want the spider deleted that's producing the cobwebs. A lot of times, we don't want to deal with the source, the thing, the it, that's causing the problem. But in Psalms 51, David is dealing with the spider and not the cobwebs. He's dealing with the source, the it, that has shifted his relationship away from God. David lied, David committed adultery, and David murdered a man. And now David is in the process of dealing with the issue from within. And we see the cry of David in stanza number 10. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Point number one this morning is create. Write it in. Create deals with birth, creation, craftsmanship. God reveals himself through creation. Notice that David said, create in me a clean heart,
oh God. Notice that David used the word create. He did not say do a makeover. He did not say give me an upgrade. He did not say renovate. He said, God, create. David went to the source and said, God, remove this old heart and replace it with a new heart. Notice David in the text. He said, oh God, create a new heart within me. David is so smart in the text, realizing that man cannot create. Man can only invent. Lord, have mercy, don't miss that. That's why David did not cry out to man. He cried out to God. During this transitional period, from a political standpoint, you better cry out to God.
All right.
And start crying out to a political party. Because man can only invent. But the God that you serve, he creates.
Yeah.
And whenever you have the power to create, that lets me know that all power is in your hands. Man has some power. But God has. I want to be linked up, connected to the person that has all. David said, a new heart. He didn't say, God, give me a new car. He didn't say a new house, money, clothes, nothing external, but he asked God to work on him. He said, God, it's not me. It's not my mama. It's not my daddy. But God, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of.
Yeah. A new heart.
He's not playing the blame game.
All right.
He's not trying to shift the fault. He's not trying to shift the blame on someone else. He said, God, it's me who's standing in position asking for a new heart.
Yeah.
Then God said in the book of Ezekiel, God said, I give you a new heart. I take out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh.
Uh-huh.
And David remembered the promises of God. God said, I remove the stony heart and I give you a heart of flesh. A heart of flesh is playable, moldable, shapeable. You can do something with a heart of flesh, but a heart of stone you can't do nothing with. So that's what David praying in the text. He said, God, I need you to work on me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad about it in the text this morning. Because David is making it crystal clear that God has the ability to create things within his children.
Yeah.
That man has the ability to invent, but God has the ability to create.
Yeah.
Y'all about to miss a shout cue. Don't you know that that's a blessing?
Yeah.
To know that God will fix you from the inside out? That God will not patch you, but God will fix you?
Yeah.
David said, I refuse to try to sound churchy. I'm going to be real with God. You remember the three preachers that were riding, coming for the revival, and that car flipped over three times. They were all right. They got out the car. Sister Brown and them preachers looked at each other and the car was totaled out. It was messed up. Brother Crawford and the neighborhood drunk pulled up on them. The neighborhood drunk asked the question, are you all right? And the three preachers hollered and shouted, we fine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're doing good. And the And the drummer looked at him and asked the question again, are you all sure you all are fine? And the three preachers said, we doing good. We all right. We got Jesus riding with us. And the drummer looked back at him and said, it looked like you need to ride with me because y'all about to kill him. Stop trying to sound churchy and tell the truth. God, my soul needs help. God, my soul is torn from the floor. Stop trying to sound churchy. Every day is not a Sunday. God, I'm having a rainy day. God, I'm having a bad day. God, I need to tell you.
You have to know how to tell the truth.
And straight to tell the
truth. You tell God the truth. Now that God will show up, God will show up. You do not.
Lord,
when he's working on you, you make the proclamation, just like David in the tent. Come on, God, give me my mind. Come on, God, give me my hands. Come on, God, give me my soul. Sing it.
Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Point number three is celebration. Celebration deals with excitement, party, praise. True worship includes celebration. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. David realized that celebration is a way of giving. Praising is a way of giving. True worship includes celebration. So David is praying for the joy of God to remain within him. Because he realized without the joy of God, it's impossible to celebrate. True joy doesn't come through stuff. That's why he said, God created me a new heart. It's internal, not external. That's why he can lose all the stuff and still have joy. He's saying, give me back my joy. David said, God, I need you to work on me. Because, God, I miss coming to church and celebrating in your goodness. He's saying in the text, he said, God, give back my joy. I miss God going home and walking through my house and being able to remember how good you've been to me. God, I need my joy back. He said, God, I miss just getting in the car and sitting in the car and counting my many blessings and naming them one by one, counting my many blessings and sit with the Lord. And he said, God, give me back my joy. And don't you know that joy is a divine spirit that comes from God? And don't you know that joy is a gift that God has blessed his children with? And you have to protect your joy? Because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's what David is calling out on this morning. Asking God to give him joy. To strengthen him one more time. And that's why I don't let folk mess with my joy. Because my joy gives me strength. You can mess with a whole lot of stuff that belongs to Junior, but don't mess with my joy. Because my joy gives me energy when I'm down and out. My joy picks me up when I'm down. My joy gives me a song when I'm going through my personal valley. Don't mess with my joy. Because my joy speaks to me in the midnight hour. I don't know about you all, but don't let people mess with your joy. You got to tell them that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That when you realize that this joy that you have
Baptist Church. 3 days later! Do y'all know what 3 days mean? 3 days later! He rose again with all power! Shouting power! Clapping power! When Jesus got up, my soul got up! Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Hey, hey, hey!
Hey,
hey!
Jesus, he must hold us there. Jesus, name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Isabella. Pray for your anointing to remain upon her. Use her in a very powerful way, protecting from all hurt and all in danger. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray, God, for Sister Ellis. We lift her up in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, right now, Elston and her family. Pray, God, for your protection to remain upon them as they grow in you. Continue, Lord, to work upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, God, we lift up Sister Sean before you. Pray, God, for your anointing and your power to remain upon her, keep in perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Yvette, can you wave at us, Sister Yvette, from our far right, your left? Okay, she's with us this morning. And in the process of doing our meet and greet session, she wanted to join our church this morning. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Sister Yvette. Bless you. She's just going to wave at us, okay? She's waving at us. Okay? She's going to wave at us, okay? She just waved at us, okay? That's right. Okay. Listen, let us pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up in prayer. Pray God for your covering up on her, keeping from the peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, that's all of your praise, God, with whom all blessings flow.
I said, that's how privileged last night. I want to put some good news.